As students return to school, there are questions regarding what that will look like and if it will be safe for everyone involved. And joining us this morning with his thoughts is Tom Pinto, president of the Education Association of Plymouth and Carver. Mr. Pinto, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So, first of all, just the bottom line, do teachers feel ready to return to the classroom?
I mean, I think there's a mix of emotions on everybody, on their comfort level. I know as the EAPC, we've been working hard with our districts as we prepare for the opening of schools, of students coming back.
So what do you think that needs to be done by the school systems to make your members and everyone else involved in this process feel safer?
Well, I know there's been some HVAC work being done. That's a big concern of our membership. They've been putting in new filters, ionizers at our buildings. Cleaning protocols have been discussed and talked about. Policies and procedures for entering and dismissal. There's a lot of things that have been coming together to get ready for the school year.
Now, what about PPE supplies? Because we have heard that's an issue in some systems. Can I get your thoughts on that?
Currently, both our systems have purchased quite a bit of PPE supplies. So that would not be a concern for us. I mean, they're giving passed out to our members. There's masks, face shields, cleanings, hand sanitizer, and other cleaning supplies.
Now, I also wanted to ask, because many school systems have, of course, taken on Zoom or other digital platforms to kind of have a more remote learning experience. How have your members been adjusting to that change in teaching style?
I mean, it was a whole new world for us in the spring. I think, as time's gone on, we've had more and more practice at it. Again, there's always difficulties with it. Log on bandwidth, just the practical part of it. It has been difficult, but again, it's been a learning process for all our membership.
Now, what other support services do you think are going to be needed as we begin the school year again, of course, under very different circumstances than perhaps anybody has seen, really?
I mean, I think there's a real social emotional piece for our students. I mean, I know that personal connection is always something that, us educators, obviously want to be in front of our students, but, the safety part there. And again, I would just say the social emotional piece of our students, our families, as we return to this, different type of world.
Now, do you think there's any, are you at all worried about maybe that you might have to go back to a totally remote model as the year goes on, especially with concern about a surge in the fall?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every day, things are changing. There's different updates. So, I mean, that's a very real possibility that could happen at, any moment of any day.
All right. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
No problem at all. Bye.